Welcome in the panel to preview the meeting. Dean Lester joins us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nard.
What do you make of this meeting today?
Not a bad meeting. I think there's a couple of shorties that I like and a little bit of value as well. So no, I'll be getting involved today.
Okay, well, we'll get Warren up in a moment with his thoughts as well, but we'll go to the Tabs Trent Langscale and see what has been back since they first put markets up. How are you, Trent?
All good, thank you, Nadia.
Okay, what's the interest been like from a punting front on this program?
Well, the main interest has been earlier on in the card, particularly in the first. There's been a change of favouritism this morning. We'll touch on that. Condover Hall is now at the top of the market. In the second and the third races, we've got hot favourites in Ronan's Rock and also Fighting Harada. And then outside of that, Nadia, in a couple of the quaddie legs, there's been good support for Miss Pandanus in race five. And race seven is probably the best supported runner on the program in Illumicon, who went up $6.50. and is now almost half that price. A lot of interest earlier on in the card, and a couple of those well-supported favourites in the quaddie legs, Miss Pandanus and also Illumicon in races 5 and 7 respectively.
And we've also got Warren Huntley joining us with his thoughts on the program. How did you find doing the form here, Warren?
I'm hoping the punters that are supporting Miss Pandanus are right now. It's my my day revolves largely around her, with a couple of other races that I think we can play in, some shorties and hopefully a bit of value in one or two races. I think we can narrow a couple of races down to at least a couple of key chances, and keen on Miss Pandanus.
Okay, well, the first race, this is to be run over the mile. You can take out runners 1 and 3. Trent, quite a few chances in this race with the tab?
There are, Nadia. Just once again, we had the scratching, particularly of Civil Guard, coming out this morning, which has altered the market. And since the scratching, there's been really good money for Condover Hall, who's been back from $5 into now a $3.50 favourite. There was even initial support when we went up on Monday. Pepito, who was the elect this morning, has drifted from $2.90 to now $4. You have McClary, who's also been a little bit easy at $4.60. Invention there at $6.50. And the others that haven't really budged too far in the market, Regal Hawk and Holbert, they're both $8.50 and Reposition $9. Change of favouritism in the first. Condover Hall now at the top of the market, $3.50. Pepino, the second elect, $4.
And Dean, just having a look at this map, with the money for Condover Hall, from where it's drawn, it's shown speed in the past.
Yeah, blinkers back on too, Nards. So I'm expecting probably in the first four. Wasn't clear-cut on the speed map, but probably Reposition, Villa Fortuna, Condover Hall, and maybe Invention from out wider. But, they've got a good run from that mile start on Lakeside.
And how have you rated these horses?
Yeah, I'm with Condover Hall. I think his first run for the Weir Stable was encouraging, and he'll be better for that outing. As I said, the blinkers go back on. McClary, he was pretty good first up and fitter for that run, and I think will be very competitive. 6, Pepino, keeps running well, but just not winning. And 13, Holbert. I think the extra distance will certainly suit this horse off his debut run, but happy to be with Condover Hall. 2, 5, 6 and 13.
So 2 from 5, 6 and 13 in race 1. We've got to race 2 over 1,200. He can take out we'll actually get Warren's thoughts on this race first. Warren, what have you gone for?
Well, I didn't have a lot between numbers 5 and 2, Nards. I was happy to play around Pepino to some extent. I've missed the boat with Condover Hall with the blinkers going on. I thought McClary was good. First up, pushed wide on the track, up in distance suits. I had 5 just ahead of 2, but the market's saying with the blinkers on, Condover Hall's really ready to run well, and he did run well at his first run for the Wheel Stable. Pepino's been consistent, and I think Reposition now up to 1,600 metres looks to be suitable. 5, 2, 6 and 8.
So 5 from 2, 6, 8 there from Warren. Now to the second. This is over 1,200. You can take out 7 and also 15 in this race, Trent. And we've got a dominant favourite from the Hayes Dabernick stable.
We do have, Nadia. You're speaking about Ronan's Rock, who's currently $2.40. Just in the last hour has just got out a touch, with Brutal Power having some specking there. Brutal Power now at $4.40. But those two have cleared right away from Aristia, who's an $8 chance, Green Ivy, $8.50, and then it's $10 or better the rest, headed by Tech with her there. But for the second, Nadia, we have a well-regarded favourite in Ronan's Rock at $2.40. There's been some support for Brutal Power, who's on the second line at $4.40.
Okay, looking at what these three-year-olds have shown in races and a couple of first starters, how do you see the race being run, Dean?
Yeah, not clear-cut, Nards, but the likes of Bionics from Barrier 2, I thought Alexandra Dreaming showed speed in a jump-out, Power of Attorney, Brutal Power. Thunderdome's drawn the outside but has shown speed, and the one that's hard to map is Ronan's Rock because he all but tipped over at the start at his only run. So I think if he begins cleanly from barrier one, I wouldn't think he'd be that far away.
Warren, who do you have on top here?
Well, I'm with the favourite, Nards. I was with him on debut, and I in retrospect, underestimated the power of Brutal, although, as Dean outlined, Ronan's Rock was out of play at the start and under the circumstances ran very well, making some ground through near the inside. And if he begins cleanly, in a race where we will learn a bit, but I think that's a pretty high benchmark, the form through Brutal. 8, Ronan's Rock for me. In typical Hawks fashion, I think Secateur's been moving nicely at the jump outs without being tested, looks ready to go to the races and run well. Green Ivy's got the race experience, has been running well in strong races, has trialled up nicely to resume here. And I'm a fan of number 11, Thunderdome. I'm not too sure where he's going to get to in the run. He's probably got to go back from that draw. But if they do run along up front, he'll be strong late. Maybe today, more a trifecta first four player. But I do think there's a good degree of ability there. 8, 14, 3 and 11.
8, 14, 3 and 11 from Warren. How about you, Dan?
Nards, I'm very similar. I'm with Ronan's Rock. And, I thought he could win on debut, but Brutal was way too good for him there. But that's no disgrace at all. Green Ivy's a really nice horse, number 3. He'll be better over further, but his runs last preparation were good and a recent trial was terrific. Aristia has got good form around stablemate Marcel from Madrid and resumes here. And I've put in of the first starters, Secateur. I thought recent trial wasn't fast time, but went quite well. And this is the brother to Inference, who was Group 1 winner in Derby Place, kicking off her campaign here, sister to Inference next best. 8. 3, 13 and 14.
8, 3, 13, 14 from Dean. 8, 14, 3, 11 from Warren. That's a look at race 2. Over to the third event, over 1,400 for three-year-olds. We've got a few scratchings here. You can take out runners 2 and 6 and an odds-on favourite in betting, Trent.
Shortest price favourite of the day, Nadia, in the form of Fighting Harada. At the even money mark before the scratchings was popular, and since particularly Angel came out this morning, Fighting Harada has been $1.75 into $1.70, and once again, well supported there. Osmium, a $4.20 second elect, not too much change in the price today. Akaya has got out from $5.50 to $6.50. Louis the Legend, Slide Ease to $7, and La Chambi is the outsider of the field at $17. Fighting Harada, well-respected, $1.70 favourite in the third.
Okay, so Fighting Harada's come up with gate number one in the small field here, Dean. It's got a bit of tactical speed. Or where do you have it sort of settling in the run?
Yeah, you could certainly use that, Nards, or La Chambi will be prominent as well. Probably not a lot between the five, really, the way they'll settle down, but I'd be hoping they might try and take luck out of the equation with Fighting Harada and just let him stride.
And is that a winning move for you, do you think?
Yeah, I think he's a really smart horse. So he's unbeaten at 1,400. He was unlucky first up, protested unsuccessfully, and I think he'll get the win on the board here and go on to better things in the spring to beat Louis the Legend. I thought of the two Besutton young horses probably trialled a little bit better than Osmium. Osmium, to me, looked a bit one-paced, but both went okay at the trials and had Kaya off a win in Adelaide last start. But, I would think he should be winning Fighting Harada, 1, 5, 3 and 7.
1, 5, 3, 7 from Dean. How do you see it, Warren?
Yeah, it was debatable how that protest was going to go last start, Nards, wasn't it? But Smart Allison was able to hold the race and then went to Sydney in a stronger race on Saturday and was unlucky, held up back near the inside. So the form's already been franked through that race. Up to 1,400 metres looks ideal. And Michael Walker should be able to get the clear galloping room when he needs it. He's a deserved favourite. I thought the winner for Kaya in Adelaide last start was solid. Bit of a confidence booster. Stepping up in distance looks to suit and should get a nice run from the draw. And the Besutton and Young team, Louis the Legend, I agree with Dean, trialled up quite nicely. And Osmium's got a bit of strength about him. I just wonder whether he might need this run and be better when he gets over that little bit further. One looks the winner ahead of 7, 5 and 3.
So we go 1, 7, 5-3 from Warren. Dean goes 1-5-3-7. That's a look at race 3. Race 4, this is over 2,100, a benchmark 64. It's clear as scratchings. How does the market look with the tab here, Trent?
We don't have an odds-on favourite for the fourth, Nadia, but we have a well-backed favourite in Ayers Rock. Now, the market's been turned on its head during the morning, but Ayers Rock has shortened from $5 into now a $3.20 favourite. By design, it has been easy, 4 to 4.20. Happy Zena was the favourite this morning, but is now on the third line of betting at $5. The drift there from 4 to 5, truly high, has also got out of touch from 5 to 6. Harvard has been a drifter, 6 to 10, and then it's 15 or better the rest. pretty much, Nadia. The punters have honed in on Ayers Rock here, who has firmed from $5 into now a $3.20 favourite for the fourth at Sandown.
And Dean, Ayers Rock, who's been well backed, he's got that natural front-running style about him. I suppose it just depends on who else goes forward. How have you mapped them?
Yeah, I think all the speed's out wide, Nads. He's probably the leader of them, but I wouldn't be surprised if the horses either side of him, like You'll Dash for Cash and Capazina, came across with him. And then you've got horses like Rub Me, Walloon Region, Argyle Bell, all with a degree of tactical speed. And it's not a huge run to that first turn at the 2100. So, yeah, I think the speed will come across from out wider.
And have you lined these horses up, Warren?
I've sided with Capazina, Nards. I don't think there's a lot between four or five horses here, but he was going well for the Godolphin operation, and he certainly hasn't missed a beat since he's changed ownership and transferred over to Eric Musgrove Capazina. And I think he can come across and perhaps slot into a spot just behind the speed for Capazina. Blinkers Go On Truly High. He's been running well without winning for the Weir Stable in recent times. He should be right at the peak of his fitness for this run. Ayers Rock, part of a double in Adelaide for Saturday for Sean Mathrick, and he generally has horses perform well on the quick backup. We saw Crypto Pier Rocks run well, albeit without winning yesterday, and Harvard, I thought, just showed nice improvement, found a suitable race and an easier race last start, but should be able to watch it all unfold from the draw. 4-8-1-2.
4-8-1-2 from Warren. How about you, Dean?
I'm going to go with Truly High. He's probably been a bit frustrating for punters last few runs, but maybe the blinkers on and a reasonable speed here. And well, it's getting to D-Day, but I'm going to go with Truly High to beat Capazina, who's having a really good preparation. He had two luckless runs and then a really good effort last start at Sandown. Even though he had every chance, I think he's racing well. By Design's only off of 58, but he's building his form and gets a cheap run from the draw. And I put in Harvard next best. But going to play the race, it'd be mainly around numbers 8 and 4. 8, 4, 5 and 2.
8, 4, 5, 2 from Dean. Warren goes 4, 8, 1 and 2. That takes us race 4 and halfway through the program. Race 5. This is the opening leg of the quaddie today, and as far as our adjustments and changes, you can take out runners 4, 7 and 8 in the Fillies and Mares 1400 metre race. How is that market looking at the moment, Trent?
Miss Pandanus, the favourite here, Nadia, has been reasonably firm throughout. Currently the $2.40 favourite, just been a touch shorter. Joko has had admirers during this morning at $2.80 second leg. Those top two are clearing away from Miss Oklahoma, who's now on the third line at $6. It has been as short as $5 during the morning. Super Hussy, another one that's got out from $8.50 to $9.50. And then you're getting to double figures with a couple of $16 there. So it's seen as four principal chances there in the first leg of the quaddie, but the top two dominate with Miss Pandanus at $2.40 and Shoho at $2.80.
And Dean, most of the speed probably drawn inside?
Well, yes, and a significant scratching with El Gagne this morning, which was certainly going to be the speed element. Super Hussy, I think, from one probably leads. Shoko, I've only seen once, but has got tactical speed. And then I think you've got Miss Pandanus, Miss Oklahoma, maybe the just behind them. But, yeah, a little bit of the speed element certainly taken out with the scratching this morning.
Do you essentially think it's a race between the main two in the market?
I think Miss Pandanus is clearly the one to beat, Nards. I think this is quite a talented mare. Her win two starts back at Sale. She beat a two-time subsequent Saturday winner in Nantali and then was very good last start. And I think now looking for 1400 and the soft ground, she gets both here. And I think she's at about her right price. I've got her to beat Miss Oklahoma, I've put in for second, because I thought she ran okay first up. But late in the day that day at Sale, they were all across the track, and she wasn't beaten far. She'll be fitter. Did win second up last campaign. Shoko's the one coming off maiden grade, but won well on debut and recorded reasonable figures, so you have to respect her. And then a bit of a gap to Fastbrook, who's having a good preparation, as are a lot of the Nigel Blackiston horses. Next best, 5, 10, 9 and 2.
So we go 5 from 10, 9 and 2 there from Dean, race 5. What do you think about the way that the betting is in this race, Warren, with these two sort of dominating?
I'm happy to take the odds about Miss Pandanus, Nards, and use my tab multiplier here. I think she'll get a nice run just behind the speed. I think she's looking for 1400 metres. The track in the soft range is just ideal. The form around is very good, and I think she's clearly the one to beat. I think Fastbrook's a little bit over the odds, although a number of the competitors have claimed away from her. But Nigel Blackiston's just been giving her tick over jump outs in between runs this preparation. She continues to run well. She comes through the race that El Gagne has come through also, but was scratched out of today. And I think that form line can hold up, so I think she's over the odds for Quinella's and Trifecta. She'll be off the speed, but she'll be working home strongly. Miss Oklahoma, and another one who I think's building fitness and coming through a good run at Sale last start. And Shoko had trialled well going into that debut run. She still looked a little bit green, but she might be better when she's got something to stalk, and maybe she can even just roll along on the speed and perhaps stalk Super Hussy here. She was, as I said, a bit green when she got to the front, but then her last 1,500 metres, she really did work through the line. Obvious rise in grade, benchmark 70 out of a maiden victory. Keen on 5 ahead of 2.10 and 9.
5 from 2.10 and 9 from Warren. Dean goes 5 from 10.9. In race 5. Look, we look at race number 6 now, and going through scratchings, take out runners 8, 12 and also the 19. This is a 1600 metre benchmark 64 with quite a few chances here, Trent.
It is an open affair here, Nadia, and Captain Harry is currently the favourite, just tightened in from 480 to 460 this morning. Artie Lucas, there hasn't been too much change here in the price, the $5.50 $6 mark and presently $5.50. Eagle Ridge has got out from 5 to 6. There has been a drift as well for Fun Fact, who's been at 6.50 to 9.50. Then you're getting to the double figures, but certainly Star Major, 11, not given a chance there, and a couple of $13 in River Goddess, and also No Money, No Honey. Really tough leg of the quaddy here, Nadia. No real positive market lead. Captain Harry the favourite at 4.60.
And speed, there's a bit drawn inner and also out wider here, Dean.
Yeah, Nards, I'm not clear cut on who, yeah, as you said, right across the grid there, I would think a horse like Royal Thunder would hold its spot from one, from barrier two. Nangawooka, Shawquin, and then out wider, Atomic Kitten, Fun Fact, and the Founder have all got, I would think, enough speed to be prominent. As I mentioned earlier, quite a good run from that 1600 metre start. So, yeah, I think gradually they'll probably sort themselves out, and it won't be a bad speed.
Well, the market's telling us, Warren, that it's probably one of the toughest races of the day. How have you assessed them?
It's the load-up leg of the quaddie for me, but I'm happy to play number 3, Eagle Ridge, on an each-way basis. I think the Snitzer Peg form line is as strong a form line as there is leading into this race, and he was travelling beautifully behind the speed and got no momentum at a crucial stage. I think he can get a nice run behind the speed, not badly graded here with a claim for Lockie King, and as I said, can play him each-way. Number 3, Eagle Ridge. Captain Harry was the one making ground out wide, unimpeded in the same race, but he'll probably be doing something similar here. Fun Fact can roll forward from that draw in typical Waterhouse Bot fashion, might be able to roll along on the speed and give a sight. And Royal Thunder, albeit in an easier race, it was a good win last start, and I think he can get a nice run from that draw, doesn't have to get too far back. I'll also be including Artie Lucas in McQuaddie. I think it's an even race, but I could play 3 each way ahead of 6.10 and 1.
So 3 from 6.10 and 1. What about you, Dave?
Yeah, the horse Warren just mentions, the one I like in Artie Lucas. He's a lightly raced horse that is going very well. Of course, on debut, he ran fourth to the South Australian Derby winner Leicester, and then first up, second to Miss Pandanus, won his maiden, and then last start, I thought he ran very well. He gets Jordan Childs on today, I think, and that's significant, and I'm going to go with him to beat Eagle Ridge. Didn't he have the best of luck at Caulfield? Can make his own bad luck by just wanting to lay in at times, but he's got a good chance. I thought Jetta Header was the best roughie in this race. She was going well before a couple of runs at 2,000, and even one of them was quite good. Gets a senior rider back on and a freshen up. She could bounce back. And I've put in number 6, Captain Harry, who I just thought got too far back last start, but can be competitive here. 9 each way for me, Nards, ahead of 3, 13 and 6.
So we go 9 from 3, 13 and 6 from Dean, and Warren goes 3 from 6, 10, 1. That's a look at race 6. Race 7, 1,200 metre 70. You can take out the 2. What's happened in the market, Trent?
The favourite here has been well back, Nadia, in Illumicon. Went up $6.50 on Monday, and that early price was snapped up all the way into $3.70. There hasn't been too much movement today, so sometimes that can indicate that probably get out closer to the race time. But once again, when you've got the $6.50 and all of a sudden in the $3.70, not feeling too bad at the moment. Sartori, the second elect, has been easy throughout the morning, 5 out to $6.50. Then you've got Tahi at 7, hasn't budged too far. Similar for Memento, who was also a $7 chance. Double Jeopardy at $8.50. And then a couple of others given some sort of a hope, Gold, Denari, and Believing at 10 and 11 respectively. Well-supported favourite in the seventh, Nadia, Illumicon, from an opening price of $6.50, in and out, $3.70.
Okay, so all eyes will be on Illumicon in this race, in particular looking forward. But, Dean, as far as the map, there look to be good speed in it.
Yeah, I think so, Nads. I'm thinking Epic Moments very quick out of the gates will be prominent. Satori from out wide. I think Memento will hold her spot to a degree, and then a horse like, say, Swaff and Bulbeck with the blinkers first time, and Illumicon, as you mentioned, I think he'll be pressing on to try and get some sort of spot, because there's a few to travel sort of midfieldish here. If he doesn't, he'll end up right back, so I think he'll press on.
He's an interesting horse, isn't he, Illumicon? Look, if he had been probably first up into this race from his jump out, he would have been an odds-on favourite in this.
Yeah, probably so. And that first up win was good. And then, got the tactics wrong down the straight last start, going too far to the outside. I think he was originally started in the lane where the winner Schwarz Border was, and then headed out wide, and it didn't need to probably. Look, I think Memento is probably the safest each way in this race. I know it was a fairly low pressure race first up, but she did sprint down quickly, and just the barrier draw here gives her a chance to get a very similar run. And just thought she was a safe bet from Illumicon, who's got a good chance. Obviously, he's a talent. Satori's the other really interesting runner, because we've only ever seen him three times and they've all been first up. So we just don't know how he's going to perform second up. He might go even better, but he's been impressive to date through his short career. And Tahi's a bit of a constant in these benchmark 70s. Keeps finding one or two just a bit good for him. And again, today might be the same scenario, but I'm putting him in the quaddie. 9, 8, 3, and 6.
9 from 8, 3, 6 from Dean. What about you, Warren?
I'm not losing faith in Illumicon, Nards. I thought he was had a good chance heading towards some feature races as a three-year-old. I'm probably going to temper my enthusiasm a little bit in terms of where I think he might get to, but I'm trusting him back to this grade and back round a bend. 8, Illumicon. Through the same race, Tahi was terrific. There was the pressure on the inside, and he was the one that was doing the work down the straight and was still effectively battling there to fight out the finish, and the only one from that division to still be there. So he's going well through the same form line. Swaff and Bulbeck, they've swapped the winkers for the blinkers here. He was just beaten by a fast horse on the synthetic track last start, fitter and up in distance with those gear changes. I think he can run well. And Memento, as Dean said, did a few things wrong, but still won well first up and should be able to relax a bit better from an inside draw. 8, 6, 13, and 9.
8 from 6, 13, and 9 from Warren, and 9, 8, 3, 6 from Dean in race number 7. Looks a good race, in particular looking forward that one. We go to race 8. This is a 1400 metre benchmark 70. Take out runners 4, 11 and also 14 here, Trent.
Well, interesting market here, Nadia. There was a big change yesterday morning when Holy Command come out, and this morning there's been continued fluctuations. Lord Tennyson is the favourite, but he's clinging to that mantle at the moment. Has drifted from $3.30 to $4.40. Red, White and Blue has tightened from 6 into 4.60. There's also been a slight firm for Maxi Campo, as much as 6.50 into 5.50. Ballet Master, 8 into 6.50. Octobello hasn't had too much support, currently 6.50. And then you're getting out to the double figures headed by See Me Fly at 12 and Sandhurst Delight 13. Really intriguing, the last of 8 here at Sandown. Lord Tennyson's still the favourite, but has blown out from 3.30 to 4.40. The main support has been for Red, White and Blue this morning, 6 into 4.60.
So we've got another race with quite a few chances and an open market, and quite a few tactically who can be up on speed, Dane.
Yeah, none more so than Oscar's my mate Parvo Nards. When he's fit and going, he likes to really rip along, and he did that last time. He'll be out in front, I'd imagine. Ballet Master will be prominent, and then the likes of, I think, Maxi Campo won't give up Barrier 1 easily. Hokkaido, Lord Tennyson, Red, White and Blue out wide have got speed, but should be a good solid pace for the last.
Okay, good tempo. What about as far as the way you've ranked them here, Warren? Who do you have on top?
Not a lot between numbers 8 and 10 for me, Nards. They're my two clear top picks, Lord Tennyson and Maxi Campo. Just swayed by the fact that he finally gets onto a track with a bit more give than he's had in recent times. Lord Tennyson, he's racing really well, and the stable of Peter Chow is also performing really well, and I think he strikes a suitable race with reasonable speed. That wide barrier draw shouldn't be too much of a disadvantage. Maxi Campo seems to be effective on all surfaces. He's even producing some really good runs on the synthetic track. Ballet Master can make his own luck and be somewhere near the speed. And I've put Octobello in as next best. His first up run was okay. I thought the trial going, jump outs going into that run were only fair, but he seems to save his best for race day, could improve second up, and I've got him as next best, but I do think it's even beyond my top two selections. 8, 10, 2 and 15.
So we go 8 from 10, 2 and 15. Dean?
Yeah, I've got the same four in a different order, Nards. It's not a race I'm that keen on, but Lord Tennyson's long overdue for a win. I just think the speed of this race will suit, and he just might land into a spot that he can capitalise on and maybe get the money. Octobello, I doubt leading suited him first up. I think he'd be fitter, and again, the speed of this race will really suit him. Maxi Campo from the inside draw, doing very little work, very consistent, and with the claim for Melissa Julius, and two, Ballet Master, who's racing well. Another one that hasn't won for a little while, but it's going to be somewhere in the mix again. 8, 15, 10 and 2.
8, 15, 10 and 2 from Dean, and 8, 10, 2, 15 from Warren. Okay, Dean, best roughy quaddy player of the day?
Best for me, Nards, is Miss Pandanus, race 5, number 5. The best value is race 6, number 9, Artie Lucas. The quaddy, first leg 5-9-10, second leg 1-3-6-9-13, third leg 3-6-8-9-13, and the last leg 2-8-10-15. My play of the day is going to be a parlay 2, 3, and 4, and they're going to be the place, race 1, number 2, Condover Hall, a win, race 3, number 1, Fighting Harada, a win, race 5, number 5, Miss Pandanus, and a place, race 6, number 9, Artie Lucas.
Thanks, Dean. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
There's Dean Lester. What about your summation of this program, Warren?
I think she's the best, race 5, number 5, Miss Pandanus, Nards. Go head-to-head with the value, race 6, number 3, Eagle Ridge, for me. For the quaddy, probably play it two ways. The wider quaddy, 2, 5, 9, and 10. The skinnier quaddy, number 5, one out in that leg. Second leg, 1, 3, 6, 9, and 10. Third leg, 6, 8, 9, and 13. And the last leg numbers 2, 8, 10, and 15. And I'm going to take an all up the win as my play of the day. The first leg being race 5, number 5, Miss Pandanus, into two horses in the last, race 8, numbers 8 and 10 being Lord Tennyson and Maxi Campo.
Thanks, Warren. Good luck on the punt.
Thanks, Nards.
Warren Huntley, Dean Lester, their preview of the meeting today at San